The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody. This is Vince Russo. Welcome to That Is Life. It is Monday, April 19, 2021. I hope everybody's having a great day today. I love that we can kick off every Monday morning, the beginning of the week, with That's Life. Hopefully it gives you some food of thought to think about for the entire week. And that's what I'm going to do today, man. I'm going to try to give you something to think about. Because one thing I want to talk about today is temperament. You know, what is your temperament? How quickly do you get mad? How quickly do you get upset? How quickly do you fly off the handle? Because I could tell you, in my younger years, I would fly off the handle much, much more quickly than I do today. And as I got older, I became wiser. And I started really realizing, is it going to matter when I'm dead? That's what I would ask myself a lot of times. When I would get really mad about something and lose my temper about something, I would literally put everything in its proper perspective right away. And I would ask the question, is it going to matter when I'm dead? And the answer, not 95% of the time, but 100% of the time, is always going to be no. It's not going to matter when you're dead. So it's really no big deal. I had a situation a couple of weeks ago where my wife lost my wallet. And you guys know I had to get identity theft, and whoever found my wallet, forget about the money that was in the wallet. My social security card was in the wallet. My driver's license was in the wallet. My birth certificate was in the wallet. I had everything in my wallet. Now, back in my younger years, I would have exploded at my wife, absolutely exploded. The fact that I had now to go, had to go through identity theft, and a person was trying to open up accounts under my name, could potentially ruin my credit, the money I had in the wallet. I would have flown off the handle. But at this point in my life, it's much different, because the truth of the matter is my wife lost my wallet. I knew she already felt bad about losing my wallet. No matter how mad or how upset I got, it was not going to bring my wallet back. Was it a pain in the backside having to deal with this issue? Absolutely. But it is what it was. And the wallet was lost. There was nothing I was going to do about it. I did not want my wife to feel worse than she already did. All the hooting and hollering and carrying on was not going to change anything. So deal with it. Because at the end of the day, it's not going to matter when you're dead. Everything that you get upset about is not going to matter when you're dead. And that is a simple, a very, very simple question to ask yourself when you are about to lose it, when you are about to get really mad, when you are about to go off on somebody. I mean, get really mad. I don't want anybody to confuse my shows and the temperament I have on my shows. I'm not really, really mad and upset about those things. My reaction is natural because I am a, I wear my heart on my sleeve. I tell you guys all the time, I'm Italian. My emotions run wild. But I could tell you this, I'm not really, really mad. And temperament is very important. How we control ourselves, how we control our temper is very, very, very important. And the Bible speaks on this. And this is what I wanted to share with you today. What does the Bible say about controlling your temper? So right there, it is telling us your temper is indeed something you can control. Many people struggle with a quick or fiery temper. Although society often encourages people to express themselves and not hold back, God's word teaches that giving into one's temper is a sin. So having a bad temper, giving into your temper, the Bible tells us that that is a sin. The Bible has a lot to say about the importance of controlling one's temper. It calls a person who easily loses his temper a fool. Proverbs 29:11, Ecclesiastes 7:9, and describes someone who cannot control himself as a city whose walls are broken down. So if you can't control yourself, you are like a city. Your walls are broken. You are not a strong structure. You are not holding it together. A person with a hot temper is often at odds with those around him, becoming easily offended and lashing out in anger for even the smallest slight. Proverbs 15:18a. As children of God, we are called to love others. John 13:35. Ephesians 4:2, 31-32, and to be at peace. James 1:19, Proverbs 19:11, James 3:17-18. Love covers a multitude of sin. 1 Peter 4:8. A person who maintains a calm, even temper, is quicker to forgive and better able to live peacefully with others. Proverbs 15:1, 8b, 12-16, 9-11. Let me read that again. A person who maintains a calm, an even temper, is quicker to forgive and better able to live peacefully with others. With the Holy Spirit in our lives, we will show the fruit of his work inside us. Some of the fruits of the Spirit are peace, patience, and self-control. Galatians 5:22-23. Man, when I say those three words, it just makes it a heck of a lot easier. When we are at peace, when we have patience when things don't go our way, when we have patience with others, and when we can have self-control. These are essential to controlling this tendency to lose our temper. Peace, patience, and self-control. In fact, the Greek word translated patience, long suffering in the King James Version, carries the idea of long burning, as in having a long fuse. So patience means long suffering, long burning, having a long fuse. Not going out like you light a firecracker with a short fuse and it just explodes. Patience in Greek means long burning, long fuse. We may often feel justified in losing our temper, particularly when someone has hurt or offended us. But we are instructed to forgive. Matthew 5:44, 6:12, 18:21-22. Not yet to deal anger or seek vengeance. It is ultimately God's prerogative to punish evildoers. Deuteronomy 32:35, Romans 12:19. For an example of this forgiveness, we need only look to Jesus. When he was hanging on the cross, crucified for sins, he did not commit, he did not release his wrath on the perpetrators, which he could have done. Instead, he asks God the Father to forgive them. So when we talk about those three words, peace, patience, and self-control, think about how peaceful and how calming it is to not release our anger on those that made us mad, or in layman's terms, on those that pissed us off. Think about the peace, the patience, and the self-control in asking God to forgive that person. Now, when we talk about control, that is your choice. You control that. You can fly off the handle if that's what you choose to do, or you can ask God to forgive that person and be in a much more peaceful manner and peaceful state. It is important to note that anger is a valid emotion and is not always sinful. God allows for righteous anger, which is anger with the proper focus, the proper motivation, the proper control, the proper duration, and the proper result. Our problem is that our temper is often motivated by selfishness and directed towards other people instead of towards sin. That's why God tells us to let all bitterness and indignation and wrath, passion, rage, bad temper, and resentment, anger, animosity, be banished from you. Ephesians 4:31. Let all bitterness, indignation, and wrath, passion, rage, bad behavior, and resentment, anger, animosity. All those words that make us lose our temper, let them be banished from you. Ephesians 4:31. With God's help, we can keep our temper in check. Guys, when I talk about the Holy Spirit always being with you and always being a part of you when you are a Christian, this is exactly what I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit will calm you. The Holy Spirit will give you patience. The Holy Spirit will give you a long fuse. The Holy Spirit will give you a sense of peace. And once you have that sense of peace and patience, the long fuse, you're thinking it through. You're dealing with the situation in a very rational manner. Once you enable yourself to tap into the Holy Spirit, That's where the control comes in. That's where you can control the situation, and that's where you can control your anger. Our anger is our enemy. Our anger is what gets us in trouble. You know, people can make us mad when we really don't want to be mad. Think about that. Think about people having the power over you to make you mad and to make you upset when you really don't want to be mad and upset. It gets back to control. You can control that. If you don't want to get mad and upset and somebody is making you mad and upset, you're not controlling your temper. They are controlling you. And when your temper kicks in, you are not thinking with a level head. When your temper kicks in, you are thinking emotionally. You are dealing with the problem. You are dealing with the situation on an emotional level. You're not dealing with it with a calmness and with a tranquility and with a problem-solving method. You are anger. You are quick to yell. You are quick to get mad. You are quick to blow up. When you have the presence of God, the Holy Spirit living inside your body, you are not ready to explode. You have a sense of control over your emotions, and you have a sense of control over your thoughts, and you have a sense of control over your anger. But without that, you're the short fuse. Somebody upsets you, you blow up. That's all you know. You don't have the wisdom, and you don't have the love, and you don't have the guidance instilled in you to control that anger that the Bible says is sinful. That's why having the Holy Spirit in my back pocket during those times has really, really curbed my anger, and it has really controlled my anger. And think about this, the crucifixion. God carrying that cross on his own back up the hill, the cross he knew he was going to be nailed to, the cross he knew he was going to die on. God didn't get mad. God could have dropped his wrath and wiped out everybody involved. But instead, he asks God to forgive them for their actions, for they do not know what they do. Do you want to argue with somebody? Do you want to fight with somebody? Do you want to have yelling, screaming matches? Or do you want to deal with problems and situations that may not go your way in a controlled manner with a level, a peaceful, and a loving frame of mind? And that's the power that God can give you. Man, I used to get so mad so quickly. I used to cut promos on people. I used to scream at people. I had no control whatsoever over my anger. But today it's a much different story, and it's a much different me, and it's a much easier life. The more conflict you have in your life, the more your life is in turmoil, the more your life is in chaos, the less peace you're going to have. You know, again, as I get older, I long for peace. I strive for peace. I just want to be at peace. I want to be relaxed. I want to be under control. I don't want to be arguing with anybody. I don't want to be getting in conflict with anybody. I much rather have a conversation where we can both speak and we can both get out our feelings, our point of views, why we are feeling the way that we are feeling. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no control, and you are going to go off the handle. Just with that knee-jerk reaction. But at the end of the day, you have to really think about what am I angry over? See, that's where the patience come in. If you can stop yourself, be calm, be peaceful, be patient, and ask yourself the question, what am I so upset about? 99% of the time, it's going to be something ridiculous. And again, it may be something that's out of your control. It might be another person's actions. We can't control the actions of other people. We can only control the actions of ourselves. And the Holy Spirit puts all these things in its perspective. Think of how much trouble you'll eliminate for yourself if you're thinking resolution as opposed to conflict. Who wants conflict? There is enough conflict going on in the world today for everybody. Do you want that conflict? Or do you want to be at peace? Do you want to have a clear mind? Do you want to be rational, or do you want to be unreasonable? It's all within our control. And as I stated, with the Holy Spirit alive and well in our lives, we're going to handle the situation much differently than we would handle it according to the way of the world. You want to know how we'd handle it according to the way of the world? Turn on any reality show. Turn on any reality show with people yelling and screaming at each other. That is the way of the world. You know, it's funny. When you read through the Bible and you're reading all the parts of when Jesus spoke, I think there was one time Jesus lost his temper. And that was in front of the temple where there was illegal activity going on. There was gambling. And Jesus felt it was very, very, very disrespectful to his father and to the home, the temple. And Jesus got mad. And we see Jesus got mad. And that is a righteous anger. There was a reason for Jesus to get mad. They were disrespecting. the holiness of his father God. That's like somebody disrespecting your father. You are going to get mad, and that's righteous. But when you read all God's words in the Bible, it's always peace, tranquility, patience, under control. And you can have that. And as I said, guys, I am not one to beat you over the head with a Bible. Whether you become saved or unsaved, whether you believe in God or whether you don't believe in God, really has no bearing on me. My job for God and my job for his kingdom is to spread the word and let you know what he did for my life and let you know how much easier he made my life living within me. And he can live within you too. The gift is free. All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is tell God, I cannot do this. God, I've tried. I'm at the end of my rope. I don't know what to do. I need your guidance. I need your wisdom. I need your love. I need your patience to show me the way. I am absolutely nothing without you. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. Whatever you want me to do to glorify your name and glorify your kingdom, I will do in return. Just ask. But God, I need you to fill me with the Holy Spirit and release me. I say this every day. Release me of the poisons of this world. Fill me with purity. Fill me with love. Fill me with understanding. Fill me with patience. That gift is free to you. And all you have to do is ask. God bless you all. I'll see you next week. That's life.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.